Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Why are you bothering, Eddie? This weather, there won't be many at the boat sale.
Oh, it might be all right.
Why don't you come down the memorial with me instead?
I told you, Clary, I ain't got the time.
I'm worried the cold's going to put people off.
Ah, most folk will turn up at St Stephen's, even if they can't face the procession.
Hope so. Alan says this ex-soldier he's invited is a bit nervous about speaking. It won't look very good if the church is half empty.
Have you made your mind up yet, love?
That's all I keep thinking about.
Look, if Nathan's going to get the rocket he deserves...
Yeah, Eddie.
I need to know what you've decided. He's waiting to hear from me.
I realise that, and I'm as disgusted as you are by what he's up to.
Look, so let me get on with it.
The more I think about it, the more I reckon we should go straight to Alan.
Oh, no.
Tell him Nathan's trying to fiddle the race now.
We can't do that.
Well, why not? He'll soon put a stop to it.
Because I'm not a grass.
Ugh. I'll do it if you don't want to.
Nathan, I still know who shopped him.
So what does it matter? If he stops him taking advantage of a decent charity...
Because he'll deny everything.
He can't.
He'll claim he was just joking when he asked me to sneak the list of winners off Dad.
Alan won't believe him.
Oh, like Nathan cares what the vicar thinks.
Well, at least he won't make no money out of it.
That's no punishment, is it? What he's planning, it's sort of... It's like, well... Nicking the money out of a poppy tray, if you ask me.
Oh, yes, I know. It's shameful.
Well, then, let me and Jazza teach him a lesson.
No, Eddie.
Oh, go on.
No, it just don't seem right.
Do you really want Nathan to get off scot-free?
I have to go now or I'll be late.
Clary.
I'll have a little think during the service, Eddie. And then I'll do what my conscience tells me.
Right, that should do.
Shall I start throwing it in the trailer, Will?
Put some gloves on first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a good bit of bramble in that lot.
Oh, track was almost covered, wasn't it?
Oh, Wednesday'll be the first shoot we've used Juniper this year, Nick. Yeah, I don't want the beaters putting the birds up just getting to the drive.
Back now, Meg. Go on.
Yeah, she hates the brush cutter, don't you, girl?
Right, I'll get started.
Oh, you know you don't have to help.
I want to. House is too quiet with Jake and Mir at their dad's.
When's Andrew bringing them back?
Oh, about two. So I have time to hide the advent calendars.
Oh, is that what Mum gave you this morning?
Yeah, when I dropped in. Oh, it's so sweet of her. One for each of them.
Oh, traditional ones. Angels and glitter and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she always goes for that sort.
Oh, I didn't have the heart to tell her we'd already got two cartoon ones.
Well, kids won't mind. Two lots to open. Out my way, Meg.
She's ever so pleased about Friday.
Hmm?
Yeah, the dinner dance going so well.
Oh.
Oh, she couldn't help laughing when I told her about Izzy getting shot at Matthew.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to be called an octopus in front of so many people.
Oh, well, he is. Hands everywhere. Your mum was glad we all had such a good time.
Well, still wish we hadn't been stuck with Ed and Emerald evening.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, Will.
Well, you know, at least he had the sense to keep his lip buttoned for once.
Thanks very much for the introduction, Alan. And thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. If I'd known how many people were going to be in here, I might have thought twice about accepting. I imagine a few of you are wondering what I'm doing here anyway. On a day when we think of the fallen and the injured, there's clearly nothing much wrong with me. Not in bad shape for 28, though I say so myself. To be honest, when I returned to Civvy Street 18 months ago, I told myself I was a lucky guy. I'd got through operational tours in Iraq and Afghanistan with not much more than heat rash to complain about, which isn't bad going when two of your unit have been severely injured by IEDs, what they call roadside bombs, and you've lost a good mate in a firefight. I was leaving the Marines with years of good service to look back on. A great girlfriend and a beautiful baby daughter, Tara, to come home to. What I wasn't quite smart enough to realise was I had suffered a bit of damage, actually. Up top, where it doesn't always show.
You're not just being nice?
No. I'm glad you showed me before you wrapped it. It's a really good shawl.
Pashmina. Oh, I could see your mum loved it in the shops. So when she nipped the loo, I went back and
Stand back a second.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, Meg.
It's a good idea. One more present tucked away.
Oh, it's always easy if you start Christmas shopping early.
Right, it's just this branch.
Me and your mum have started talking about Christmas Day.
Yeah? Oh, well, we can clear this lot now.
Yeah, she'd like us to come over for Christmas dinner.
Oh, what, a keepers?
Yeah, you know, the whole family.
Oh.
I told you it was a good idea.
Well, you didn't agree.
No. She knew I'd have to talk to you first, but it'd be great for Jake and me and George, having everyone together.
I don't know.
Then why not?
Well, what about spending Christmas Day with your mum?
Well, I'll take the kids on Boxing Day instead, while you're getting ready for the shoot.
Oh, no, we should all go together.
Well, you can join us for tea. We'll spend the evening there if you like.
Well, Beverly will be disappointed. She don't see half as much of the kids as my mum.
Oh, she won't mind for 1 year.
And Andrew will want some time with them.
Oh, I can easily sort something out with him. You could say yes when you go over to see your dad this afternoon.
It's too early to decide, Nick.
Is it?
Well, yeah, all sorts of things could crop up before then. I could have my hands full getting ready for the shoot.
Hmm.
Well, you know, we're not going to know how we're fixed till nearer the time.
All right. We don't have to commit ourselves yet. But it is worth thinking about.
Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of the years I put in and the job I did. I think it was really worthwhile. It's what happened when I came out I'm not so proud of. It's easy looking back to realise I should have asked for help a lot quicker. As soon as I started flaring up at people for no reason, or waking up soaked in sweat, back in a firefight. But the way I saw it then, asking for help was soft. There was nothing wrong with me. What's a couple of nightmares or flashbacks? I'd been through much worse. So I tried sorting it out myself, with a few drinks. If they didn't work, I had a few more. If anyone told me I wasn't being clever, I sorted them out too. I'm so ashamed of that now. Till Michelle, my girlfriend, couldn't take any more. And that's how I ended up on the street. I don't know how much worse I'd have got if I hadn't met some good listeners at the Elms. And Alan here was one of them. They put me in touch with the Legion, who fixed me up with a caseworker. And slowly I started getting my life back on track. It's no fairy story though. I'd lost Michelle for good. I can't blame her. But now I'm off the booze. I've started seeing Tara again. To me, she's the most beautiful little girl in the world. My reason for getting up in the morning. And now I'm getting a grant to help me retrain. I hope one day I'll be a daddy she can be proud of.
Excuse me, Mr. Penwell.
Des.
I won't keep you. I only wanted to say thank you for coming and talking to us.
Oh, cheers. I wasn't sure if I was sending everyone off to sleep.
No, not at all. I've never seen the boys' brigade sit quiet so long.
Well, that's something.
Them youngsters were spellbound. You gave him plenty to think about. All of us, in fact.
$180, $190, $200. That's us square, William.
You didn't have to worry about the last payment, Dad. No, especially if the boot sale was rubbish.
Oh, I'd no sooner set up in Darrington than I decided to come home. It was deserted.
Well, if you haven't made much today, why not hang on to this for the time being?
No. I was happy enough taking the loan for the van off you in the first place.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, of course I am. I'll be getting some of it back on Wednesday, won't I?
Well, you're still all right to beat at the shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, though, I don't know about the one after.
Oh?
Yeah, well, Nigel rang last night, wants me to do some work for their Christmas event, stewarding in the car park like last year.
Oh, very nice.
We haven't sorted the dates out yet. But...
Hello, Mum.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's bitter out there.
Yeah, I know. Me and Nick have been out in it most of the morning.
Oh, I could feel my nose going blue. Didn't stop Georgie insisting we go and look at the ducks, though.
Well, have you just had him?
Oh, we're just looking after him for an hour after church. Edward and Emma was busy running errands.
Well, me and Nick would have had him, if they'd asked.
Ah, we're only for a little while.
The van's paid off.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I only came over to see if Dad's all right for Wednesday. He insisted I take the money.
Quite right, too. Now, did Nick say anything to you about Christmas Day, will you?
Oh, I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
Move out the way, love, I want to get my boots on.
We're not sure what we're doing yet, Mum.
Well, it'd be lovely if everyone could have dinner here.
We're, still working things out with Nick's, Mum.
Yeah, I know, it's hard trying to please him.
Try and get here, will you, mate? Put a bottle of cider brandy aside, special.
Be some nice wine as well.
Well, we'll let you know nearer the time. Well, I'd better get back for lunch now. The kids will be home.
Yeah, all right, Livy. Give them both a hug from me.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll see you Wednesday morning, Dad.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll be there.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I do hope they can come.
Well?
Well, I did what I said. I had a good think.
And?
No matter how I turn it round, Eddie, I still don't agree with people taking the law into their own hands. But after what I've heard this morning, just this once, I'll make an exception of Nathan Booth.
Eh?
Fancy trying to take advantage of the British Legion, the miserable little beggar. I hope you and Jazzer stings him good and hard.
Bit more. Bit more, Tom.
Load it.
Right, you can lower it. The ark's taken quite a battering, isn't it, Jazzer?
The wind must have caught it last night. It tipped and rolled right here.
Gonna take some hammering out.
A whole new panel, may I like?
No, that'll fix.
The back corner might need welding, Tom.
It's my own fault if it does.
Did I no say on Saturday?
I know. We were moving it into the Dow. I got called away.
It was a terrible place to leave it.
You haven't been slow pointing that out, Jazz.
Well, I'll let you two finish off. I've got to start milking.
I can't help. I need to be off myself.
Well, it won't take a minute to lift it nearer the bench.
I'm sorry. You're way overdrawn at the bank of big favours. I should have been away half an hour ago.
That's all right, Tom. I'll hang on a minute.
I need to see Eddie, then grab something to eat before going to the hall.
Enjoy your rehearsal, then.
Aye, because there's nothing I'd rather be doing. Except maybe stick my head down a cludgy.
Bye, Jazzer.
See ya.
Right, if I untie it, we can lift it over.
Yeah, fine. He's got the gift of the gab, that one.
Jazzer?
Yeah, he's talked me into going to the race night tomorrow.
He's got you gambling? Oh, wow.
Well, it's a good cause.
I guess so.
And it gets me out of the house.
Oh, is Kathy coming round then?
Yeah, I think she might be.
Dad?
Well, I do feel sorry for her, but where's your aunt hearing her go on about Jamie the whole time?
Shall we then?
Yeah. Can she trust him when he's out with friends?
He's a typical teenager, that's all. Right, let's go.
So, I've awarded myself an evening off. Are you and Brenda going?
To the races? No. Here, this'll do. We're saving our money for the one-eyed bear.
Eh?
The quiz and the bull on Friday. Children in need.
Ah, Pudsey.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Dad.
That's all right. Well, I expect the cows will be kicking up a fuss.
I have something to show you later, after milking.
What's that?
I finished drawing up the spec for our lights. I found quite a few ways to save energy and money.
Oh, right. I'll take a look later.
They've ironed out the last of the bugs. So,
Oh, the revised web pages for Deck the Hall.
Finally up and running. The dates are nice and clear. And they're right now.
The 5th to the 24th of December. That's better, isn't it?
And there are some photos of the stalls.
It's going to make life so much easier, having a German market come in.
Yes. And once the power lines and water are in place, it'll virtually run itself.
What have we got here? Traditional decorations.
Oh, aren't they lovely, Nigel?
Ah. Bratwurst. Mulled wine. Cakes and kuchen.
Biscuits and cakes.
Yes, the photo's rather a clue.
We'll have a hard time keeping Freddy away. He loves Stollen.
As long as the food stalls don't impact too badly on the Orangery's Christmas promotions.
Well, that's a chance we have to take. But if the market brings in more punters...
Quite. Oh, by the way, both Father Christmases are confirmed.
Oh, you rang Colwyn's?
Yep. We don't want a repeat of last year's missing Santa horror. Oh,
absolutely not.
They've even promised a replacement within 2 hours if one of them falls ill.
That's good.
I imagine they have a substitutes bench full of Christmas elves, all waiting for their big break.
Well, they're a much better agency, aren't they?
Yes, we should have used them before.
So, we've got the Santas working shifts out of the nursery, which will soon be done up as a grotto.
Titcomb's already started his team-cutting greenery for the corridors, hall and ballroom.
The ice rink's organised, and so are the Victorian costumes for the house guides.
Oh, I haven't heard back from the Darrington Choral Society yet.
They rang earlier.
Oh, can they do it?
Yes. Ah. Half a dozen carol singing sessions in the entrance hall.
Splendid.
In return for a fairly hefty donation.
It'll be worth it, Lizzie. Imagine the crowds, strolling through the market, glugging their mugs of glühwein on their way to the house.
Well, we don't have to imagine. We can follow the online tour.
No, no, no. Up you get, Lizzie.
What?
Never mind virtual tours. We've got the real place outside. Let's go and see what it'll look like.
Right, if we put the trough down here.
Okay, Eddie. Oh,
have a nice lot of apples to chop in it later.
For another present.
We're using nothing but Borchester beauties this evening. It's a pity you can't join us.
My liver still hasn't forgiven my last sesh with the cider club. So have you seen Nathan?
Yeah, about an hour ago.
How'd it go?
Perfect. The way his face lit up when I handed him the list of winners.
Grasping wee toe rag.
Then I fed him everything you and me cooked up last week.
How'd he take it?
He lapped it up. He agreed to sit the first race out, then win one, lose a couple.
So he doesn't mind losing?
Nah, you were right. He said it was a brilliant touch, carrying on like an ordinary punter till the auction before the last race.
That's going to be the big money spinner.
He's going to pile everything on to get what he thinks is a dead cert.
And he's no idea we've changed that race.
He doesn't suspect anything. His only grumble was that I'd taken so long to get the winners to him.
Right.
Well, there was a minor hitch over the weekend, see. Clary found me pinching the list out of Dad's room.
Clary knows what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, but it's all right.
No, isn't he?
Oh, she won't say anything to anyone. She's promised.
What?
She's in on the scam.
We're talking about your missus here, right?
Yeah.
St. Clary the Perpetual Ironing Board.
Hey, there's no need to be rude. So, when she found out what Nathan was up to, she was furious.
There's hope for her yet, then, eh? As long as she does keep quiet.
Yeah, she won't say a word. And Nathan can't find out any other way. No one else knows. Not even Dad.
Just as well. Because we don't want the two-faced wee weasel getting windy when it's about to hit him.
Then the horse-drawn carriages carry on, harness bells ringing.
That's a lovely touch.
The enthralled punters pass the skaters on the ice rink. They see the fairy lights and hubbub at the stalls.
Oh, and the nativity scene by the rare breeds.
Naturally. Then their carriages swing in here to find the arboretum transformed into a breathtaking display of living Christmas trees.
And will the new set of lights be up to the job?
Oh, yeah. I was having another look online earlier. They seem excellent, Lizzie.
Good.
In fact, the carriage will have to stop to let people really appreciate them.
Oh, and the treetop walk lit up again as well. Oh, it's lovely.
The whole place will look absolutely marvellous. Especially if we have a dusting of snow.
Oh, Nigel, I'm cold enough already.
Oh, better snuggle in then.
Oh, all right. You've convinced me.
About what?
Well, I was worried we might not have many takers for the carriage rides.
Really?
Yeah, because people don't like paying extra on top of an entrance fee.
But this will be so special, especially after dark.
Mm. Freddie and Lily will love it.
Won't they just?
We'll have to take them round in Cranford Crystal's haycart.
I saw Cranford being tried out this afternoon. She's doing very well back in harness.
She's such a super animal.
The whole place is going to be quite magical this Christmas.
Mm. Well, that's why I think we should go ahead on the 2nd of January.
Oh, the open house idea.
Mm. I mean, I know the rink and the market will have gone, but we'll still have all the lights up and more from the New Year's ball.
Oh, I'm all in favour. Let's get as many family and friends in as possible.
I'm thinking of something completely informal, afternoon into mm-hmm. evening. Drinks, some food.
Games for the children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For children of all ages.
It's a splendid idea. Let the whole clan see the place while it's still in its winter finery.
You managed to salvage it?
The Ark? Yeah.
Well done.
I'll take us out again tomorrow. Are you ready to look at this then, Dad?
Well, I was hoping for a bite to eat first. Don't know what's happened to your mother.
That won't take long. And I'd like to get home.
Right, go on then.
Okay. What I suggest is we replace all the existing lights in the cattle buildings with high-pressure sodium lamps.
Well, they take such a time to warm up.
Yeah, I know. A minute or two to get to full output. Mm. But that doesn't really matter in the sheds. Once they're on, they're on.
How many are you talking about?
24 lamps a shed.
Okay.
Then there's the yard lighting. The floodlights we've got absolutely drink electricity.
Oh, good light is the best burglar deterrent you can have.
Well, I'm not saying do without. But if we used security lights that took low energy bulbs, there are a couple of decent options here.
Let's see.
And they're still linked to motion sensors, and the range is just as good.
Yeah, so they say.
Might even be able to retrofit these ones to our existing setup. That's got to save money.
Hmm.
We're wasting a fortune on what we've got, Dad. Half of it's lighting up the night sky.
Well, yeah, that is irritating.
And see, look, these have got a top rim to cut out light pollution. What do you think? I estimate we could do the yard, the sheds, the workshops. Put the figure down here somewhere.
Hello, love. Where have you been?
Taking Peggy to see Jack. I told you this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't been waiting for me to start supper, have you?
No, I was just going to... how was Jack?
Oh, one of the nursing assistants has got him making decorations for the Christmas tree. Hello, love.
Hi, Mum. You'll have enjoyed that.
Yeah, Dad, look, that's how much it'll cost.
I know, that's the first thing I looked at.
Oh, the lights.
What do you think?
Well, if we do get an electrician in, we could do with another lamp at the side of the packhouse with a motion sensor.
Yeah, it's pretty dark back there. But otherwise...
Oh, you might as well go ahead and order everything and arrange someone to fit it.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, don't suppose I'll get any peace till I agree, so yes.
Brilliant!
It does make sense.
Yes, I know.
So does paying for this mean we can't go ahead with the new refrigeration unit in the parlour?
Well, I don't see why. The overdraft should cover both.
Both? Right, brilliant, fantastic. I'll put the orders in first thing. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, don't thank me. You've done all the work.
Oh, well, it's good seeing you so happy, Tom. Poor Helen's in such discomfort.
Is she?
She was hobbling round when I called into organics this afternoon.
Her knee's no better.
Well, it hasn't had a chance to get better, has it?
Well, I thought she'd stopped going to the gym to rest it.
She has, but she's been swimming every day since.
Oh.
Except today, she finally admitted it was getting too sore.
Why does she always have to overdo things?
Yeah, good question.
Kirsty and I had a real go at her. Told her she needs time off to let it heal up properly.
Did she take any notice?
Well, she seemed to listen. Said she might go in late tomorrow or even take the afternoon off.
That'd be something.
Yeah, trouble is, we all know Helen.
Yeah.
Saying she'll look after herself's one thing, getting her to do it's a completely different matter.
Nathan could turn up any minute.
No.
So I can't be seen skulking round out here.
We forgot something, Eddie.
Aye?
We need somebody to bid against him at the auction to bump up the price till it hurts.
Oh, there's bound to be a few folk pitch in for the last race, Jazz.
What if they don't want his horse? If Nathan gets away, we're only losing a tenner or something. We've been wasting our time.
Evening, gentlemen.
Oh, all right, Tony.
Evening.
Flipping heck. Look, you bid against him.
Me? Nah. He knows I only flash the cash when I've got a bird to impress. He'd get suspicious.
Probably.
You need a bit of he can believe in. Somebody who chucks money about like sweeties.
Sent out for being naughty boys already.
Oh, evening, Lillian.
Yeah.
Oof, it's too cold for me out here. See you inside.
Aye.
You know what, mate? I think you're onto something.
You'll have plenty of time to serve drinks between races, Caroline.
Joe's offered to help out if we're stretched.
You shouldn't be. There's a good 10-15 minutes between each race.
That long, Jim?
So people can collect their winnings and put new bets on.
Oliver was worried about the float.
All dealt with. I've given him and Alan everything they need to run the cash desk.
Right. And the bar is about ready.
It's very good of you to do it.
Oh, it was no trouble. The bull supplied everything.
Good. A bit more income for them. And I don't suppose it'll do their image any harm being associated with something like this.
No. They need a bit of promotion at the moment. Now, is it 7 races or 8?
8. Minimum stake £2, if you're hoping to make your fortune. Only the first horse pays. Winnings to be divided between everyone who bets on it, minus a slice for charity.
Doubt if I'll have time for a flutter.
Oh, you must have a go on the last race. That's when skill comes in. All the runners have raced once, you see. Can you pick out the winner of winners?
Are you open for business yet, darling?
Oh, yeah, just about, Lillian.
I need something to clear my head. The cloakroom reeks of glue.
Oh, yeah, the Brownies were making Christmas decorations earlier.
I'm afraid we rather hurried them out.
It's a wonder they're not all as high as kites.
Explains a lot about Molly Button, if you ask me.
What would you like, Lillian?
Ah, perhaps Jazza can help me check the recorder and screen. Excuse me.
What's the Santa Million like?
Oh, perfectly drinkable.
Go on, then. I'll risk it.
Fallon says it's been very popular for them.
Jenny, tell me about Lord Netherbourne, Caroline. How's he getting on?
Oh, poor Uncle Adrian's still terribly fragile. I was over there yesterday.
Well, with a broken rib at his age, you can't bounce straight back.
At least he's got a live-in carer now. And both daughters keeping an eye on him.
And you, from what I've heard. Now, what do I owe you?
I'll get that, Lillian.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Where's Pat?
She's got Kathy round.
Ah.
Matt?
Doesn't believe in toy town betting, he says.
Oh, right. What beers have you got, Caroline?
Oh, just the bottles and cans you can see.
Oh. Well, I'll have red wine as well, then.
Right.
I hope everything was plugged in. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Are Tom or Helen coming?
Tom's too busy. I certainly don't want to see Helen down here.
No, I suppose she's getting too big for crowds, isn't she?
No, it's not just that.
Right, that's £7, please, Tony.
Don't pull a face. All profits to charity.
No, it's not just her size. Her knee's playing up badly.
Oh, is it still no better?
No. She was meant to be taking time off work today. Right, there you go.
Oh, lots of change. Perfect.
Yeah, but when I made a delivery this afternoon... There she was, battling on as usual.
Oh, typical Helen.
I do wish she'd look after herself.
Good heavens.
What?
Oh, what does he think he's up to?
Evening, Nathan.
A lounge suit with an orange Hawaiian shirt. It should be illegal.
You must think he's in that film. What was it? Ocean's 11.
Very low-rent version.
Yeah.
Lillian!
Hi, Eddie. Look, thanks for this, Tony. I better see what he wants. Are you going to spend the whole evening tucked away in the alcove?
No, but this is important. Do you trust me enough to do me a real good turn? No questions asked.
Eddie, how long have we known each other?
That's what I thought.
You must realise I don't trust you an inch by now.
Oh.
So what can I do for you, darling?
It's very good of you, Harry.
Oh, well, it makes more sense than you lugging your new laptop all the way to the Bull.
I thought you might be at the village hall tonight. Oh, Bill, get off the sofa.
Oh, don't worry. I don't mind cats, Peggy.
Oh, hairs all over the cushions.
Oh, you're very friendly, aren't you?
Oh, I give up.
Hey, aren't you? So, you didn't have any trouble sending the email?
No. Con received it all right. He wrote back yesterday, thanking me for all the family news.
Well, that's good.
The problem is, he attached some photos.
Ah.
But whenever I try to look at them, a warning notice comes up.
OK, well, let's fire it up and take a look.
So well done if you bet on number four.
Another bottle of Shires, please, Caroline.
Right here.
Please take your betting slips over to Alan and Oliver to settle up.
It's a pity you haven't got any of their winter special.
Meanwhile, the rest of you will be making your selection for our third race, which we'll be showing shortly.
Eddie?
Yeah?
Why did Nathan just wink at you?
Eh?
On his way to the cash desk. He took his sunglasses off and he winked straight at you.
No, it must have been Sabrina.
Really?
See? Just over there. Oh, he's developed quite a crush on her.
Oh, not him as well.
She tried her cat costume out in rehearsal. He hasn't been the same since.
I was worrying about nothing, in other words.
No, not at all. You're quite right to be wary of attachments if you don't know the sender.
But I'm all right with Con.
Yeah, and your other friends. You've got a decent antivirus as well, so you shouldn't have too many worries.
Oh, thank you, Harry. These notices pop up on screen.
And you worry you're going to blow the whole thing up?
Almost. Though I feel a lot more confident now.
Oh, hello. Do you want to come up, Bill?
It was so frustrating. He'd written all about his children and grandchildren, but I daren't look.
Well, the retirement village sounds fascinating.
Oh, doesn't it? Mm. 8 golf courses, 15 recreation centres. I find it very hard to imagine.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look, shall we?
Oh, he hasn't sent any photos of that.
No. I mean, there's a programme online that lets you look pretty much anywhere you like in the world.
I'm sorry. I'm not quite with you, Harry.
It's all right. I'll show you. Let's go to Florida.
One last horse to bid for.
Right, that, sir. £3, please, Jazza.
The final horse in the final race.
There you go.
Ah.
The winner of race number 7 up against all the other winners. Now, who'll start the bidding at 20?
Yes.
Good for you, Tony.
30?
Here.
40. 40 anywhere.
Does he imagine that looks sophisticated?
Thank you, Nathan.
Waggling his mirrored shades instead of condescending to speak.
50.
Thank you. Tony?
I'm out.
Another bid from Nathan. Thank you. Any advance on 60?
I mean, he's not irresistible to women.
70.
Thank you. 80 from Nathan.
Oh, the scales fell from my eyes when he called me babe when ordering his snake bite.
90.
Any more? 100. Thank you, Nathan.
110.
Let's see. Thank you. 120 against you, Lillian.
140.
Well, don't overdo it, Anne.
What?
Is there 150 in the room?
Come on. Oh, no.
Nathan, marvellous. Lillian?
No, I'm out.
Then horse number 7 is all yours for £150, Nathan.
Nice one.
Well, I've never seen him so determined.
Once the successful bidders have settled at the cash desk, we'll be ready for the last race. And may the best horse win.
You can both get down if you're going to do that.
The minute you let Bill sit on your lap, Ben was bound to want to as well.
So what do you think then, Peggy?
Oh, it's astonishing. Being able to explore the whole village.
Mm.
And even see the house he's living in.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I spend ages looking at places I'd like to go to.
It looks very beautiful there.
How about going to see for yourself one day?
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
Well, why not? If Con's given you a standing invitation.
No, I couldn't. It's lovely to have got back in touch with him again, but it's far too far away. I couldn't possibly leave Jack for so long.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The horror on his face when his horse trailed in last.
I got another 20 quid out of side better than first.
Right, nice one.
He done the right thing after. Hanging room with Oliver and Alan till he took his cell away.
Oh, yeah.
I think he had a few things he wanted to get off his chest.
That's the beauty of it. He can't say anything, can he?
No, he can hardly complain he's been fiddled, trying to fiddle a charity.
Well, that's been a most successful evening.
Definitely.
Including business sponsorship, we're only £10 short of £1,500.
£10 over, you mean?
That's very generous of you, Jazza.
No, me. A last contribution for Nathan.
Really? I'm finally starting to warm to him.
Nathan?
Yes.
Perhaps unrequited love is making a nicer person of him.
Unrequited love?
Oh, it's only a wild rumour. Have you got a minute to sign off the bar takings, Jim?
Oh, yes. Did well, didn't we?
We did, very. Eddie?
Yes?
I'm still not sure what you had me up to.
Yeah, don't know what you mean, Lillian.
No? Wish I had a colour chart of Nathan's face during the last race. I'd make a fortune in the paint trade. Well, good night to both you reprobates.
Yeah, night.
See you.
Right, I'll finish this. The report back to Clary.
Tell her mission accomplished. Well, it's going to be interesting on Thursday, though, eh?
What?
You having to rehearse alongside Nathan again. He's got to be raging.
Oh. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about that.
Is that wise, Brian?
What?
Braised lamb on a bed of mash with all the veg. It's very substantial.
Well, it's meant to be. Yeah, that's why I suggested meeting in the bistro before we start.
Oh, heavy lunches usually send me to sleep. I daren't risk anything more than the goat's cheese salad.
We're not going to be that long this afternoon, are we, Annabelle?
I hope not.
I mean, inaugural meetings rarely amount to much. We're simply proving Borchester Market Developments actually exists.
As well as agreeing a few admin matters to ensure due diligence.
Well, yes.
And there's the planning application, of course.
Well, as far as I'm aware, everyone's happy for it to go straight into the district planning office.
I know Martin is.
Did he say why he can't make the meeting?
He has to spend another night in Brussels.
Oh. Still, if he's already cast his vote.
Yes, and I know Andrew's keen.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. He might join us for coffee if he's back from Felbersham in time.
Oh. Well, then there's whatever Amside brings to the table. Plus a few loose ends on funding. We should be done by 3.
Good, good, because I'd like to get back to the shoot if I can. Mm. See how the afternoon's gone.
Well, as long as we're not kept waiting too long for lunch.
No, we won't be, no. Ian keeps a tight rein on everything here.
Yes, I was impressed by the latest menu. Very sparky for Ambrose.
Ah, well, he's a talented chap. He did a fabulous job on Sunday as the great Craigini.
Oh, yes. How did Rory's party go?
Very well. Rory loved it. Especially the magic show. Cabbages popping out of hats, cards disappearing left, right and centre.
Are you going to hire him for your own birthday celebrations? When is it, Sunday?
Saturday. I don't think so. Now, I'm hoping there'll be fewer tantrums over the chocolate marshmallows as well.
Mum!
Hello, dear.
What on earth are you doing that for?
The path was getting untidy.
Well, you've got a gardener to clear leaves.
He's not here till tomorrow, Lillian. And it's not fair on the postman. He might slip.
What about you slipping? And it's too cold for you to be outside.
I was only keeping myself busy while I waited. I am right. You did say you might drop in for lunch.
I'm so sorry, Mum.
Oh, it's all right, dear.
I got caught up in town.
Doesn't matter. I can still warm up the soup.
Well, I can't stay now, unfortunately. I've got to go straight on to Grey Gables.
Oh, yes.
The market development company's first meeting. But I didn't want you to think that I'd forgotten.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I simply couldn't help it. First of all, I ran into Hilary Noakes.
Oh, that does slow you down.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get away. She wouldn't stop going on about winning over £6 at race night.
Oh, how did it go?
Very well. People were extremely generous.
Oh, good.
Including one or two you wouldn't normally expect. But the big delay was helping Helen.
Oh?
She was in such agony when I called into organics.
Her knee isn't any better.
No, and the silly girl's been dragging herself in every day, apparently. She can barely stand up.
Oh, no.
Anya was begging her to go home, and then I weighed in.
Did you persuade her?
Eventually.
Oh, She can be so stubborn.
And I followed her home just in case she had a problem. And driving can't be easy for her at the minute.
Did she go to the farm?
No, back to her flat. Pat and Tony will both be working, won't they?
So she's on her own now?
If I could have stayed with her, I would have. But she insisted she'd be all right on her own.
5 past already? How much longer are we going to give her?
Look, a few more minutes won't hurt, Andrew.
There's really not that much to get through.
I hope this isn't an example of Amside's supposed professionalism.
Oh, come on. Anybody can get held up.
Did you say your daughter's got a Christmas job?
Yes, she's going to be handing out skates at the Lower Loxley Ice Rink. It's only for 3 weeks.
All helps bring down the student debt.
Apologies, darlings.
No, it's all right, Lillian.
Had to take Mum somewhere at the last moment.
Is Peggy all right?
Yeah, she's fine.
There are some hooks in the corner.
Oh, thanks.
Well, now we're finally all here. I know you're running the meeting, Brian, but...
No, go on.
I was going to suggest moving the application to the top to get it out of the way. It's when we look at due diligence we need some discussion.
You've some ideas on auditors, haven't you?
Oh, that's better.
A few thoughts to kick around, which may take some time, so...
Well, I've got no objections. Is that all right with you, Annabelle?
Perfectly.
Lillian?
What's that, Brian?
If we move item 3 up to 1...
There's a spare agenda here.
Thanks. The submission of the planning application? Yeah, if that's what everyone wants.
Well, let's get it up on the screen.
Is there any water?
Oh, they're bringing some in a minute. Do you want me to hurry it up?
No, I'll wait.
Oh, there we are. Well, since I haven't heard any rumbles, I assume we're all happy for it to be sent in as is.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. It's been very well put together.
We know Martin agrees. Mm-hmm.
I'm broadly in favour as well.
Broadly?
Well, there are still one or two minor issues to address.
Such as, Lillian?
Well, surely we'd be better off moving the cafe to what's currently going to be the Traders' Hall.
Really?
Why?
Access. If we move the stalls to that end of the building, more traders can bring their vans right up to unload.
But then we lose the 180 light for the cafe.
Sorry?
As it's been designed, the cafe's got light coming in from all angles. It's going to be much more appealing if it's light and airy.
Only at the expense of the ancillary traders.
Well, they'll be all right.
Well, keeping them there will create a bottleneck.
The unloading bay may occasionally get busy, but the stalls are only to add a bit of buzz and colour.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a glorified boot sale, more or less. Something to occupy partners and children on market days.
We mustn't throw a prime site away on them.
No, agreed. They're very much a secondary consideration.
Oh. We can vote on it if you like.
No need. I can see I'm outnumbered.
Thank you. So, if we leave that as it is, can we go ahead and submit?
I think so.
Definitely.
As soon as we've resolved the question of the lorry washing area. Here we are, dear.
Oh, thanks, Gran. That's so kind of you.
Not at all. It was tea you asked for.
Yes, thanks. You haven't made one for yourself?
Oh, I had a drink before I came out, thank you. Now, would you like me to make you a sandwich, Helen?
No, thanks.
You're sure? It's no trouble.
It's very sweet of you, Gran, but honestly, I'm fine.
You wouldn't have had to come home if you were fine.
It was just a bit awkward getting round the stockroom, that's all.
That's not what Lillian said. You really should take better care of yourself, considering your condition.
I do take care, Gran. My knee's just sore, that's all. In fact, I feel pretty guilty about having the whole afternoon off.
Helen, it's quite swollen. So I hope you're going to take much more than just one afternoon off. I can see the counter-argument, but what if we place it further down on that side of the market?
Exactly the same problem applies, Lillian.
Andrew's right. I mean, you'd still have lorries scrubbing out adjacent to public parking.
Well, we can put a security fence in there.
At a cost?
There's no point. If the wind gets up, it'll blow the spray from the pressure hoses straight over.
Well, straight through if it's chain link.
It'd be like trying to hold the tide back with a tennis racket.
It won't be that bad.
But then there are the public liability implications. Potential disease transmission damage to vehicles.
Precisely. I'm afraid it's a complete non-starter.
But if we leave it where it is, we lose all chance of a wider entrance.
This is where we started, Lillian.
Honestly, the guys who drew the plans up have done a pretty thorough job, if you ask me.
I'm simply trying to avoid unnecessary congestion.
We realise that. And, as we've said a few times now, your fears are unfounded.
Since the discussion is becoming circular, perhaps we should take a vote.
I think so.
Very well.
OK, who's in favour of moving the lorry washing area? Thank you. And for maintaining it where it is? Well, that's quite clear.
I know. I've been steamrolled again.
Hardly steamrolled, Lillian.
Remember, we'll be able to revisit the finer details if and when the application is approved.
Well, as long as Amside's reservations are put on record.
They will be, they will be. So, now, if there are no further objections...
What?
No other quibbles?
No. I'm not unreasonable. Basically, it's a very good design.
Then we'll get it into the planning office ASAP.
I'll see to that if you like, Brian.
Oh, thanks. Which means we can move on to due diligence.
Can I have 2 minutes first?
Yes, of course.
I was in such a rush getting here, I didn't have a chance to freshen up.
Well, could you chase up the water while you're out there?
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that was interesting.
Did anyone else feel we were at an old-fashioned séance with Lillian busily channeling Matt?
I broadly agree was the giveaway, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Whenever Matt broadly agreed with anything, you knew he meant to shoot the whole shebang down.
If she takes out a large Havana and starts playing with a cigar cutter when she comes back, we'll know she's completely possessed.
Looking on the bright side, though.
Is there one?
Having a dissenting voice in the camp might actually be good for us. It will certainly keep us on our toes.
It's not kind of me to come round at all, dear.
Yes, it is.
All I'd be doing if I'd stayed at home is watch television.
I didn't think you bothered in the daytime, Gran.
Well, usually I don't. But I must confess after yesterday's news.
Ah, you've been following the engagement.
I'm afraid I've become rather hooked. I even played their interview back online.
Oh, I saw that last night. They look very comfortable together.
That's what I thought. And he seems quite a romantic.
Mm.
Fancy hiding the engagement ring in his rucksack for 3 weeks before proposing.
Oh, it's nice that it was his mother's, keeping that link with her.
Hmm. She seems a very level-headed girl. And a very good age to be getting married.
I'm impressed that you've been watching the news online.
Yes. Dreadful flooding in Cornwall.
I know. Such heavy rain.
It's terrible. People have had to be rescued from their homes.
Yeah. But I do admire you, Gran, going online. It's always frightening, trying something new.
Well, that's what Harry's been so good at. He's taught me not to be afraid of computers.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just starting to realise how useful they are.
Essential. Well, I only agreed to come home because I'll be able to track most of what the shop's doing online anyway.
Oh, you're not going to worry about work, are you?
This is an ideal opportunity to bring the accounts up to date.
I'm sure they can keep a day or two. You need to concentrate on getting yourself better, Helen.
Going through a few spreadsheets won't hurt my knee.
You should be relaxing.
I will do.
Oh, it's such a shame.
What, Gran?
I do wish you weren't going through all this on your own.
My knee'll be better in no time.
It's not just your knee. I remember how exhausting and difficult pregnancy can be sometimes.
You needn't worry about me.
I can't help it, dear.
I've got such good friends and wonderful family helping out.
Yes, but all the same.
In fact, it's all been a little bit easier than I expected. I seem to be managing perfectly well by myself.
Oh, blimey. Floodlit footy.
The yard's the only place I can practice after dark.
That's keen of you, Josh.
I've nothing else to do. And Mr. Dyer says my body shape's still not right when I'm volleying.
Your sports teacher?
Yeah.
Well, you hit the ball hard enough. I heard you thumping away while I was finishing milking.
I keep losing my balance. I can't get my knee high enough.
Go on. Pass it here. I'll show you.
Yeah, right, Eddie.
Wizard of the Wing, I was called. Oh, heck.
It would help if you trapped it properly.
Oh, slightly rusty, that's all. I haven't seen you practice with Jamie for a while.
No, won a game of football tennis, kicking it against the wall.
I know what football tennis is.
He's gone weird lately.
What, has he?
Hangs around with the rubbish crowd at school.
Well, it's not long since he lost his dad. He'll come round.
That was feeble.
Oh. What? Oh, you're not expecting me to fetch that, are you?
It's your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. Ain't got the energy. I need some tea before I go to rehearsals. Oh, evening, Pip.
Hiya.
I'll have to give you that game.
Loser.
Only because I'm starving. Hey, how did your driving lesson go?
Yeah, not bad. Dad only yelled at me twice.
Well, that's a big improvement.
Are you going to show this an how to play football? He's at a loose end now, he's just thrashed me.
Oh, I can't. I've got halter training to do in the shed.
Oh, the Hereford steer you're putting in at the prime stock next week.
I hope he's going to be ready for showing.
Oh, he's a good shaped beast.
Well, he's got a great top line. It's his stance that needs working on. Hey, if you're bored, Josh, you can come help me.
It is getting pretty cold out here. Yeah, okay.
I do appreciate it, Fallon. And you, Harry.
No problem, Linda.
I know it's not easy. You both lead such hectic lives.
Oh, I'm glad to come in before the rest of the cast. I need to catch up.
It's amazing how much time Dick and Alice actually spend on stage together.
Well, their love story is the beating heart of the whole piece.
I want to get my part right. I feel so guilty already.
Well, you've nothing to feel guilty about, Fallon.
I do. Backing out of the music.
Oh, that was simply common sense.
You can't be the leading lady and be responsible for that as well.
I've landed you with yet another problem.
Not at all. Daniel has already agreed to take charge of all the incidental music on CD.
Has he?
Mm. Oh, good lad.
I said you might give him one or two pointers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Especially for the oriental scenes. But the real breakthrough has come with the songs. I have decided to go with live accompaniment after all.
Oh, have you been back to Valda?
Valda? No. A bright new star has blazed in Ambridge's musical firmament.
Who's that?
Patrick.
Oh, I didn't know he played the piano.
Well, neither did I, till I was queuing behind him in Ambridge Organics this morning. There was quite a delay, actually. Poor Annie was having to manage on her own.
Oh, yeah. I heard Helen's not very well.
In the hiatus, while Derek Fletcher swung between yoghurt-covered Brazils and a blueberry flapjack, Patrick and I had a fascinating conversation. If you ever get him on the life cycle of the large blue butterfly, he'll open your eyes. He's quite an authority. Anyway, then I mentioned our situation with the music in Dick Whittington.
Sorry.
Whereupon he casually told me he'd passed his grade 7 piano exam when he was 18.
Grade 7? Wow.
Yes, and might have pressed on to grade 8 if he'd shared his tutor's enthusiasm for Couperin.
So you signed him up?
The moment Patrick revealed his hidden talent, the poor man's fate was sealed.
He's doing really well, considering.
Considering what?
How little time you spent training him.
I know Mum's done most of it, but I have done quite a bit.
You're always down at the church these days.
I've been twice this week, that's all.
Are you any good at it yet?
Well done, let's get you tied up.
I'll do it.
It is getting a bit easier. Oh, you haven't said anything to Gran, have you?
Of course not. I know it's meant to be a secret till the Advent service.
She mustn't find out before then.
And don't tell the rest of the village either. No one will turn up if they know you're playing.
Thanks, Josh. Right, where did I leave the show stick?
Here.
His stance isn't bad. He just needs to bring this foot out a little. We don't want too much angle in the leg.
Are you going to bunk off on Tuesday?
That's better.
So you can help Mum and Dad take him to the prime stock?
Oh, I'd love to. He should do well. But I can't.
You could say you've got a cold or something. There's loads off at my school.
I can't afford to. I've got retakes in a couple of months. If I am going to do an agricultural course after A-levels. Oh, he holds his head beautifully, doesn't he?
Not bad.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to an open day at Felbersham Uni next week. To see what their agribusiness courses are like.
You definitely want to be a farmer?
I think so. At least that's one thing I learned from being with Jude.
What?
Find something you're good at and stick to it. That's what he was so useless at.
So you're going to stay here all your life?
I don't know, maybe. As long as we can keep the farm going.
It's doing all right, isn't it?
It's okay, but the market's changing the whole time, Josh. That's why it's important I find a good course to help us keep up.
Thank you very much, Rats. Well done. Pick up your things backstage, then wait with Hayley until you're collected.
And you want us to stay on?
Just 5 more minutes, Eddie. Keep the cat mask on, Sabrina. I'd just like to run through Dick's first night over the Fitzwarren shop again.
Yeah, sorry, we were hopeless the first time, weren't we?
No, not too bad, but there's definite room for improvement. Page 13 for anyone still on the book. Sabrina, starting positions, please.
Opposite sides, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now, the stage is empty except for Dick's cat, Tommy, snoozing at the top of the stairs. That's it. Nicely curled up, Sabrina. Prop yourself up a touch more, dear. That top's a little lower cut than perhaps you realise. Eddie, Nathan?
Yes, Linda?
Our King Rat's henchmen are meant to be staring in covetously at the treasure chest, not at Tommy's décolletage.
Righto, we're outside the window waiting to break in.
That's right. We'll start with you miming it. Sound, please, Robert. Let's begin.
Come in quietly. I don't think they've heard, but just to be sure, don't say a word.
That's it. Creep furtively onto the landing till you accidentally tread on Tommy's tail.
Meow!
Then rush to hide behind the grandfather clock, where both of you lurk ominously as Alice comes on in her nightdress.
What was that? A horse or a cow? Well, just a very strange meow. Looks like something's made a beeline for Master Whittington's unusual feline.
Very good, very good. That's it, Harry. On you come. Remember, you're half asleep, so you think she's a vision.
Oh, who is this ethereal beauty? I think it's Alice, that real cutie.
Oh, my lord, he'll think I'm flighty, seeing me in my poplin nighty. I must go.
No, you must stay. If this is a dream, hold back the day.
Oh, marvellous. Marvellous. Then if Patrick were here, we'd launch straight into Alice and Dick's lovely dream song while the henchmen try to steal the treasure chest. Very much better. We'll call a halt there.
Oh, thank heavens. I'm gapping.
Yes, thank you, Robert. We finish now. Oh, dear. Can someone tell him?
No, it's all right. He's seen. He's given a thumbs up.
Right, now, before you all go, I'll bring round individual notes, but in general, very well done tonight. Eddie and Nathan, you especially. Where's Nathan going?
Oh, he was dying for the gents.
Oh, and I'm sure we all appreciate the hard work Fallon has put in since joining us.
Yep, hear, hear.
Off the book in some scenes already, but you've all worked hard. So, once you've had your notes, go and enjoy the rest of your evening.
We will do.
Right, I'll start with you, Sabrina. Are you coming down?
Oh, I left my phone back here.
Yeah, and I dropped my script somewhere.
At least that went better than Sunday.
Yeah, much better.
Although I made a real hash of introducing you to the cook, didn't I?
No.
Well, that's it.
Not really.
Yes, I did. I called you Tommy and the cat Dick.
Well, it's tricky. Talking and having to pass the bowls backwards and forwards at the same
time.
That
is a bit of a nightmare.
Well, not as difficult as the stolen necklace scene's going to be, though.
I notice Linda hasn't tried us out with that yet.
She can't put it off much longer.
No. Oh, is this yours?
Oh, yeah, thanks. So many awkward speeches in that one.
Oh, it's the way we chop and change. You have half a verse and I come in.
Then it's back to me and back to you.
I don't know how I'll ever learn it.
No.
It's all very well, practising the lines by yourself.
Yeah, but the hard part's getting the rhythm right and, you know, keeping it going.
That's it. I mean, ideally, we'd have a run-through ourselves over the weekend before tackling it in front of everyone else.
Well,
but, you know, it's all right. No, I know you're very busy.
Well, no. No, not as busy as you, I'm sure. Though I am busy.
So, are we too busy?
No, unless you are.
Well, I'll make time. I mean, we don't want to let the rest down, do we?
No. That's what I was thinking. Well, how about Since I'm coming over tomorrow to set a quiz up anyway.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if, maybe if I came over a little early.
Excellent.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it might stop us mucking it up for everyone else next week.
Yeah, right.
Brilliant. Thanks, you're making it a lot easier for me to catch up, Harry.
Sorry to hold you up, Eddie.
Oh, it's all right, as long as this don't take too long.
Well, just let me repeat what I said to Nathan outside the cloakrooms. Congratulations. The pair of you were a revelation this evening.
Oh?
Your timing and teamwork was almost faultless, and I've rarely seen such sinister lurking.
We did all right then.
Oh, yes. To be honest, until tonight, I had serious doubts about you two working together.
Oh, I know.
You seemed incapable of operating as a double act.
Well, Nathan can be a bit of a wet blanket.
Well, after the sparkling chemistry you display this evening, all my reservations have been swept away.
Have they?
Oh, yes. It was quite remarkable, gelling so well after such unpromising beginnings. Tell me, what's turned everything round?
Oh, well,
Well, it's obvious something's different. There's been such a transformation.
Well, as it happens, me and Nathan did have a bit of a showdown earlier this week.
Thought so.
Oh, it won't go into details.
No, please don't.
He just needed taking down a peg or two, that's all.
Hmm. And you were the man for the job.
That's right. Clary was worried he might hold it against me. But there was no sign of that tonight, was there?
No, on the contrary.
It couldn't have been nicer or more helpful.
No. So, for all our sakes, I hope your newfound camaraderie continues to thrive.
Oh, don't worry about that, Linda. It's taken me a while to get through to Nathan, but now he accepts I'm top dog, we won't have any more trouble. I'm sure of that.
Keep going. Keep going.
That's it. Straight on.
In you go.
She's not wheezing too badly, Jazza.
Look at her snout. She's streaming.
Right. I've got the gate.
One started last week. Knew this one and another have both gone down with cold and all.
And she's the worst?
Aye. Well, a couple of days out of the wind. Feed her up, she'll be all right.
Yeah, she doesn't look too bad.
Thanks for your help, Tony, but I could have managed myself.
Well, since I was around. And I know you've got a lot on, getting the quiz ready for tonight.
You coming?
Well,
should be a good night.
I think Pat might have company again, so probably will.
Go on. You have no bother getting on a team.
I suppose you and Harry have put in loads of sports questions.
It's a bit of everything. Politics, sport, entertainment.
I'm off to start the deliveries, Tony.
Yeah, all right, love. Oh, have you heard from Helen?
Yeah, she's not going in today either.
Oh, good.
I'll try and drop in later, if I get the chance. Bye.
Bye, love.
I better get cracking and all.
So, any tips on doing well in the quiz?
Only what I tell everybody who asks. Huh? Get a time machine. Go back and start your life again. Only this time, pay attention.
Oh, it's always tricky getting the muck out of the corners.
Yeah.
Pity you can't get the tractor in here. I've finished in the parlour, David.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Oh, I better give you this before I go.
What's that?
It's from Linda. One or two changes to the rehearsal schedule.
All right, thanks.
It really went well last night.
Did it?
Well, I don't like to boast, but you'll probably hear elsewhere any road. Oh. Linda virtually declared me and Nathan the stars of the show.
You and Nathan Booth.
Oh, we had her in stitches. Hey, pity you weren't there to see it.
Well, I was glad I wasn't needed, to be honest. After Pip's driving lesson, I needed time to unwind.
Oh, Pip said it went very well.
Well, it did in many ways. If only she didn't try to race everywhere.
Oh, still a bit of a speed merchant, is she?
Oh, yeah. My imaginary brake pedal got a real workout.
Oh, you've started already.
Oh, hi, Jazza. You looking for Mike?
No, I'm here to help you.
What?
Oh, I read your text, Harry. You're fixing something on the boat, aren't you?
Well, yeah. So if we can push back our dry run of the quiz.
No problem, but what's the matter here?
Some seals and a bellows need replacing. I asked Mike if I could do it. I want to learn the whole process.
Aye, okay. So what do you want me to do?
Well, it's all right. You've already cleared your debt over the burnt pan by joining the panto.
I'm not here to clear debts.
No?
I came to be useful as soon as I knew you had a job on. My natural instinct is a team player. We're shaping up to be a pretty good team, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the quiz. It's been all right working on that together, eh?
Well, yeah, great fun.
And it was last night. I mean, I could have just cooked for myself.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, I'll make Harry a wee bite to eat while I'm here. It was good to grant, eh?
Yeah, it was very nice.
The wee extra bits were all my own, you know. The chilli sauce, the grated cheese on top.
Yeah, well, they were some of the nicest beans on toast I've ever had.
No, it makes sense to do it now.
Well, I've got a pencil and the back of a rehearsal schedule to write on.
Yeah, you soon get booked up over Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, too true. So, you can do the milking Boxing Day morning.
Yeah, let Ruth have a lie in for once.
Right. And 27th?
That's Bank Holiday Monday, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'll be in as usual.
Great.
Yeah, it's only Christmas Day, I can't help.
No, I didn't expect you to.
Well, I know it'd be nice for you all to have a Christmas breakfast together.
But kids aren't bothered.
I promised Clary to keep the day clear.
No, honestly, it's fine. Got Bert coming in for an hour or two anyway.
Not to the milking.
No. No, to see to the Herefords and the young stock.
I was going to say, Bert manhandling them wouldn't be the best Christmas present for the cows.
No, you're right. No, he's got the time because Trevor and Barbara are going up to her parents this year instead of coming up here.
Oh, it's a right game, isn't it?
What, trying to get round everyone?
Yeah. Clary wants both our lads and families to come to us, whether it'll happen or not.
Well, everyone's got so many demands on their time, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. Though at least I'll be finished at Lower Loxley by Christmas Eve.
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm helping with the parking for their deck the hall thing.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry, David. No, it's only odd times when I'm not here or at the market.
Oh, right.
It looks like it'll be a good event. I'll tell you what's got Dad interested.
Yeah, what?
The coach and horses ride there running round the grounds.
Ah.
Carriages all done up in Christmas lights.
Yeah, Elizabeth told me about those.
Yeah, well, Dad's decided to do the same on the green.
What? With Bartleby in the trap?
Yeah, Bartleby will love it.
Eddie, I don't want to be a killjoy, but if your dad hasn't got a licence, you know, and he's
asking
for money...
Oh, no, he'll only be doing it for teas.
Oh. Oh, well, then, yeah, I expect that'll be right.
Yeah, to make the village feel more Christmassy.
Yeah. Well, it's the ice rink at Lower Loxley our lot are looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, I fancy sneaking a go at that myself, in between me parking duty.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd still be there for New Year.
No, we're finished Christmas Eve as well.
Yeah, I know, Elizabeth said. She and Nigel have invited the whole family over on January the 2nd. I thought it would mean, you know, unlimited, uncrowded time on the ice, but...
Hard luck.
Mind you, with all the lights and decorations up, it should still be a great setting for a party.
You've been painting something, Helen?
Yes, but I haven't done much.
What have you been up to?
Nothing, Mum.
That's a cottage pie. I made some extra last night.
Oh.
Wasn't sure how you're coping with cooking.
Well, not too bad, actually, but thanks.
Your knee's obviously still hurting.
It's much better than it was. Do you want a cup of tea? Coffee?
You sit down. I'll make it.
It's all right.
I haven't come to make work.
Oh, well then, tea, please.
You've been painting the skirting boards.
Only going over the scuff marks.
Helen.
Oh, I should have done it ages ago. Annette used to be so careless pulling the chairs back.
You shouldn't be painting anything. You should be resting.
Well, I sat down to do it.
Honestly, I'm sure it could have waited.
Mum, I won't get a better opportunity than now. I want the flat perfect for when the baby comes.
Well, can remember that feeling. Wanting to get the nest ready.
Hmm. That's the only reason I've been doing a few bits and pieces.
A few? So it's not just the skirting board?
Oh, come on, Mum. You know how untidy this place gets.
Usually it's spotless.
You wouldn't say that if you'd seen the cobwebs I cleared behind the cistern.
Oh. Can't you just read a book instead? Do you want me to get you a magazine from the shop?
No, thanks.
You should be resting your leg instead of running around.
I'm not. Look, I've been going very slowly with lots of breaks. In fact, once or twice I had to sit down.
What do you mean?
Oh, just that I've been very sensible. I stop whenever I'm really tired. And I promise I won't move from my chair this afternoon.
Good.
Kirsty's promised to email me copies of the last quarter's invoices. It'll take ages to check through all of those.
Oh, Helen.
So you're going to the Bull Alley then?
Yeah, running through one or two scenes with Fallon.
Okay, so if I get there about 4:30 to set up?
Well, that's far too soon, Jazza. We're not starting the quiz till 8, are we?
All right. See, 6-ish then.
Well, actually, that's still...
Great. I'm ready to go. Are we done here yet?
Well, that should finally do it.
Good job, Akimura. It took longer than you thought.
It certainly did. You didn't find that little screwdriver you dropped?
Nah, it rolled way out your reach. You'll never see that again.
Well, at least everything else seems all right.
Aye. That's teamwork for you.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you said about cooking for each other more often.
Well, perhaps we could take turns.
No, every day. I still want to enjoy my food. Just doing a game when it suits you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And since I'm in credit, you know, after last night...
You'd like me to cook you something?
Aye, I was thinking maybe next week sometime.
Okay.
Wednesday, possibly.
No, that's no good. I've got an extra rehearsal then.
That could still work out.
Oh, we'd have to eat very early.
Well, okay, in the back of my mind, I've a feeling that might be when Jackie wants to come round.
Ah.
So if you did cook something early, you know, something a wee bit special, like, and then go out anyway.
Yeah, I do the cooking, you get the credit.
Well...
Nice try, Jazza. Oh,
go on. She can't decide whether to stick or twist yet. A nice romantic meal might just swing it.
So cook her one.
Me?
Yeah, rustle up another one of your fabulous bean feasts.
Nah, I've tried it. That never works. They just blame you for filling them with wind.
Jazza, how about I advise you on a menu? Talk you through what you need to do and then leave you to it.
And I do the actual cooking?
Yeah, I choose something you can manage.
And that's your best offer?
It is, yeah.
Okay. But you've got a long way to go before you get the hang of this teamwork thing, Harry.
I'll run the leeks into organics, if you like, if you're only just back.
Oh, would you mind? I need to be in the dairy.
And the electrician's coming next Friday.
Tom's electrician?
Yeah. He rang while you were out. Lamps and fittings should be here midweek.
That's quick.
Well, Tom was onto it as soon as I agreed.
I was very impressed how decisive you were about that, Tony.
Yeah, well, he'd worn down my resistance. to be fair... He's done a good job of looking at things.
I know.
And he's determined to put us on a better footing, so why not?
Yeah. Though sometimes I wish our children weren't quite so driven. Mm. I did call in on Helen.
How is she?
Same as always. Pushing herself too hard.
What's she been up to this time?
Instead of recuperating, she's been micromanaging organics online.
Oh, Lord.
In between running round, cleaning the flat, and even touching up the paintwork.
She's been painting? What on earth for?
Because she wants the place ready.
What?
She says she's done most of the work sitting down, but I'm sure she'd wash the walls in the shower room from top to bottom. You can't do that on a chair.
Unless she was silly enough to stand on it.
Oh, don't, Tony.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past her.
You can see how tired she is. Her whole body is telling her to slow down and be careful. The message simply isn't getting through.
Mm.
It's such a worry, Tony. She just doesn't know how to stop.